Fallen Angels, Disc 2.
I wrote Mama a letter all about how Jenkins had got killed. Then I tore it up and decided not to tell her about it. It would only get her upset. Instead, I told her more about Pee-wee. I didn't want to tell her about Jenkins for another reason, too. I didn't know how I felt about it. In a way, I was really sorry for Jenkins. But there was a small voice inside me that kept saying that I was glad that it wasn't me that was killed. I didn't want anybody to see me putting that in a letter. They brought a VC into camp to question. They questioned him and then they took him into a hooch they used for storage while they decided what they were going to do with him. Pee-wee had been in there to get extra clips earlier and thought he might have lost his comb there. He went into the hooch to look for his pick, and the VC was sitting in there and started a conversation with him.
"Sucker spoke better English than I did," Pee-wee said.
"What was he talking about?"
Brunner asked. Brunner had a thick neck and short blonde hair. He also seemed to have a chip on his shoulder.
"Asked me where I was from and stuff like that," Pee-wee said. "I thought he was friendly, you know."
"You tell him where you were from?"
"Yeah, and he told me he used to go to the Flicks down on State Street and even asked me if I knew some chick named Thelma."
"Then what happened?"
"Then he asked me for a cigarette. And we were sitting there smoking when the captain come in. That's when all hell broke loose. The fool jumped on me and tried to get my pistol, and the captain run up to him and punched him in the face."
Then they had tied the VC up and threw him in the back of a Jeep to take to an intelligence unit, and the captain gave Pee-wee hell for giving information to the enemy. Pee-wee said he was glad he gave him some information.
"How come?"
Monaco was cleaning his rifle again.
"'Cause if the Kong ever get to State Street, I want to be on their side,"
Pee-wee said. Wallowick, a Polish kid with dimples who looked like he had more teeth than he needed, looked up from his magazine, flashed a smile, and went back to reading.
"By the time we get out of here, there won't be any Kong left,"
Brunner said.
"We'd get out of here a lot faster if we took them all to Hollywood."
Lobel was tall and a little pudgy. His hair looked as if he had given himself a perm or something. He was almost as tall as me, but soft-looking. He didn't look feminine or anything. Just soft.
"What are you going to do with the Viet Cong in Hollywood?" I asked.
"Look what they did after World War II,"
he said, getting up on one elbow.
"We made 100 war movies, and we brought all the Germans over here and gave them nice little bit parts, and they were very happy. We brought the Japanese over and gave them little bit parts, and they were happy. Now all we have to do is to stop this silly war and start making the movies right away. We take all these little slant eyes over to Universal, give them SAG cards, and put them to work."
"That is a fag solution, only capable of coming from the mind of a fag,"
Brunner said.
"Hey, Corporal,"
Lobel got up on one elbow,
"just because I don't have my serial number tattooed on my genitals does not mean I'm a fag."
"You wouldn't have enough room for more than 3 numbers anyway,"
Brunner said. He looked around to see who was laughing. Nobody was.